fuck. Give me a turn with this little cocksucking queer. Troy grabs my head and pulls me off Devin's cock. He aggressively presses his dick against the side of my face, grinding it against my cheek as I look up into his deep brown eyes. He's so powerful. It feels good to let a man like this take control. Holding his erect dick by the base, he smacks it against my forehead and sends a loud thudding noise throughout the clubhouse. Take it deep. Show me what a little bitch you are. He presses his tip through my lips as I rest my hands on my knees. I try to relax my throat as he forces his cock inside. Unlike the others, he doesn't bother to wait for me to acclimate. He just thrusts it in hard and deep. I try to cough, but he holds my head firmly as he throat fucks me. It stings as his dick spreads the walls of my esophagus, but something about the act feels good and makes me want it to continue. I try to focus on his unique taste. It's bitter, but with a strange, comforting smokiness. Fuck, I need to come up for air. I press my hands on his thighs and force myself back. My chest heaves up and down as I gasp for air. Not bad for a virgin cocksucker. He grins and wipes his cock across my face, smearing me with my own throat mucus. Please, guys, don't stop. It feels good. I look up, switching my gaze between the three of them. Kneeling before these football stallions, I feel like a mare in the stable, waiting to be bred. I can't take my eyes off their stud cocks. They're so strong and beautiful. See? I told you it would feel good. Drake strokes his fingers under my chin. You want to taste cum, don't you? Yes, please let me keep sucking. But we aren't done teaching you. There's still another part to the lesson. Anything. I'll do anything. Take out your cock. Drake looks down at me, a wicked glint in his eyes. I hesitate for a moment, the sound of my rapid breathing and thundering heartbeat filling the quiet room, but I obey. I unzip my pants and pull my dick out, the pale rod standing tall. I feel a bit embarrassed. It's so small compared to these cock gods. Jesus, you call that a dick? Troy laughs. Yeah, this is definitely where you belong. Devin smirks. My eyes lower in shame. Shh, don't worry, it's okay. This is where you're supposed to be. Guys like you weren't even meant to use their dicks anyway. All it's good for is jacking off. Drake continues stroking my chin. Go ahead, touch it. I look up at him as I begin rubbing my cock, caressing the tender surface as a pleasurable chill runs up my spine. See? It feels good to touch yourself, doesn't it? I nod, my eyes wide and pleading as I stare up at his handsome face. Spit on it. Work it harder. I obey, massaging my warm saliva into the shaft as my pleasure amplifies. This feels so good and right. It's more powerful than any masturbation session I've ever had. Don't stop touching. Keep looking up at me. Drake holds my chin firm. Devin, get the collar. I hear Devin step aside and begin rummaging through a drawer in the corner of the room. It isn't long before he returns. He passes a dark brown leather collar to Drake. It has one of those little bone-shaped metal tags dangling from the front. It's the kind of dainty collar you'd put on a lapdog. Look at my cock and keep stroking, Drake commands. I stare forward at his massive, leaking penis as I touch my little dick. What's going on here? I'm confused, but this feels good. It feels good to look at his cock while I masturbate. Drake bends down and places the brown collar around my neck as I stroke. The leather band is tight against my skin, but I don't mind. In fact, this feels pleasant. It feels nice to let another guy decide what I wear, even if it's a dog collar. There, now you're officially part of the football team. Drake stands up, an accomplished look on his face. The football team's bitch. Troy scratches me behind the ear.